Welcome to the Boys Podcast, which stands for Bank on Yourself Without the Bank. The show is a passionate approach to leverage money, hosted by a cash acceleration expert and an authorized Your Family Bank representative. We give you the real deal and expose the flaws of traditional financial institutions and government sponsored in order to teach people to take control of their finances like the wealthy, pay for your taxes and financing interest, create peace of mind, grow their wealth, and leave a legacy. Proverbs 1322. Now, here is your host, Victor Orocha.
Welcome to the Jersey Boy Sports Talk. I'm a van from Orlando, Florida, with my co-host, Byron Jones, from Philadelphia. Welcome to the Sportscast. Remember to subscribe on all your channels at the Sportscast. Also, remember the Jersey Boy Sports Talk. We have our own podcast on Apple. So please go to Apple, download the Jersey Boy Sports Talk, leave us a review. It helps us out tremendously. Today's show, we're going to cut it a little bit short, and I'm going to explain a little bit why, and I apologize. Today's show is dedicated to Coach Dr. Vincent Capraro. We're fortunate enough to have his son, Joe Capraro, on the line with us. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Really, really thrilled that you guys are doing this.
So here's what's happening. I was on a plane on my way to Jersey, and it got delayed on American Airlines. Then it got canceled. So I'm not going to be able to make it tomorrow.
Okay.
So I'm actually going to do a video, and I'm really upset. But also, I'm here with my family for Father's Day, so that's what happened. I ended up coming out. I've been in the airport since 3 o'clock.
Oh my God!
Yeah, since 3 o'clock, I've been in the airport, and now we're returning. So hold on a second, so I'm telling my nephew-in-law, it's gonna be exit 58. What does that say?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that should be it. Yeah. Right, just Champions Gate. Yeah, that's it. So, anyways, what I want to do is I want to reschedule this because what happened was two things. One, if I was getting a jersey, I thought I was going to get in at three or six, so I can do the podcast out of Jersey. And what happened was I'm getting into 11, so I wasn't going to be able to do it. So I was going to have a co-host and redo it. Number one. Okay. Number two, we have a lot of gentlemen that want to join us and talk Sweet. About your dad and Coach Capraro. By the way, Byron, do you know Byron, Joe?
Yeah. From how many years ago? What years were you?
You know Byron coach with Coach Capraro.
Yeah, I was with him in was it 80?
I know you say the years out loud now, and it just sounds like it's a million years.
It is a long time. Yeah, either 86. It was 86 year.
Yeah.
But I remember him from when they used to beat the daylight out of us playing football in the Perth Amboy Edison. Yeah, they used to beat us up. Woo, it was brutal.
Yeah. So we have please, Joe, I'm gonna put a video out and send it to you for my dedication to Coach.
Oh, sweet. Yeah.
Apologize, I can't be there, but they were delayed. But that was I had a stop in Charlotte and then in Newark, right? And the Charlotte flight kept getting delayed and delayed, delayed. And, you know, there's not a lot of flights from Charlotte to Newark. Might as well not even, I won't even end up being there. So I had to switch a flight. Here's all your pieces. So what we're going to want to do is we're going to redo our show next week because Kevin O'Callaghan texted me. Please let the guys know tomorrow. We're streaming live right now. So, you know, Coach Vince, Dr. Vincent Capraro, special person to me. The Capraro family, he accepted me when I decided not to go to another school as a walk-on, and we'll talk about that. I ended up having a great career at Uppsala, and he's a Viking. And I got nothing but love and respect for your family. And I want you to know that I would like you back on our show next week. By the way, Byron, we're going to go on his show, too. Joe's got a killer show. So we're going to go on, and we got a lot of stuff going on. Byron's been fantastic with some of the crazy stuff going on. But again, I didn't want to stop the show, but I wanted to apologize. And, you know, right now, say hi, family. This is all my family.
Hey, everybody. Nice to meet y'all.
Not that shy, believe me. Quite a lot. About 10 minutes when we now I lost you guys. Are you guys still there?
Yeah, you got you now. Yeah,
that's better. Anyhow, Joe, Byron, you got anything you want to say before I close this out?
Yeah. Oh, you know, my condolences, you know, to your family.
Byron.
You know, he gave me my first job, you know, as far as coaching, you know, up slow. Then, you know, went to Perth Amboy and a couple other places after that. But, you know, he gave me my first job, you know, as far as, you know, defensive line coach at Upslow. And I really appreciated that, you know, what he did for me. And, you know, his brother, you know, Frank, you know, the other team, you know, beating us up at Whitbridge. And, you know, I got bad memories, you know, with those guys beating up. But, you know, he was a great man, you know, I'm sure you guys are going to miss him. And, you know, the whole football, you know, anybody that was anybody is going to miss, you know, him.
I want to say just here, and we'll talk more about this next week, but my family and I have been overwhelmed with the messages and from all you guys. It's, you know, I don't have a brother, but I feel like I have 300 brothers with all you guys. And it really, from my sisters and my mom and I just want to say it's really been unbelievably helpful to get all these messages of thanks and support, just to see how many people he helped over his career, his teaching career and his coaching career. I think we lost Vic.
Yeah, we did. But yeah, you know, a great man, you know, the Edison team, you know, JP Stevens and you know, Edison and, you know, his brother over Woodbury. It was brutal.
They used to play each other on Thanksgiving, and then 3 hours later, we'd be at the table together. And they'd still be yelling at each other about the game. And that went on my whole childhood. And then, and you know, like I pretty much grew up on that Uppsala College field, on that practice field, on that sideline. So we were actually, I don't know how much of this I should say on the air, but we were going to try and see if we could scatter some of his ashes on what used to be the home sideline at Uppsala.
Okay.
Just because he had spent, I mean, so much of his life there as a player and as a coach. So. But yeah, like I said, it's really, I can't tell you how meaningful it's been to hear all these messages from you guys. And so keep them coming. It really has helped quite a bit.
Because I was there with Coach Ficarra. I'm sure you know.
Oh, Greg. Wow. Yeah.
I was there with him. And then, you know, Perth Amboy, I played against his brother when his brother played at JFK. And so, you know, everybody's paths have crossed, you know, some way or another.
Yeah. And kind of still are. It's funny. Okay. Like I look at some of the names of people that are still coaching and still athletic directors in the area. Is he back? Sort of back.
Are you back?
Yeah. Keep going. I don't have this method because I'm on like Wi-Fi or van, but it was on thing.
This is a technical challenge trying to do a show from a moving van.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
So how long do we wait to see if this gets better?
Not long.
Are we doing the whole hour? How long do you guys usually go?
Usually an hour.
Messing this up. Joe, God bless you and your family. I'm going to send something out. Again, we're going to redo this next week, and we're going to dedicate our show to your dad and Coach Caprao. And we'll go from there. Is that okay, guys?
Yeah, it sounds great.
All right, God bless. Bye.
All right, thanks, Vic.
All right, God bless.
See you, Byron. I'll talk to you next week.
Okay.